Good morning, Orville. Today is Monday, 2nd of December, and right now it's cloudy and 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is predicted overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, and with the temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 29 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 32. It will be breezy with winds from northeast at 15 to 25 km per hour. Chance of a rain is on 60%. Later on we can expect overcast with thunderstorm, then a chance of a thunderstorm and rain after midnight. Winds from northeast at 15 to 25 km per hour. And chance of rain is 90%, with the rainfall amounts near 21.8 mm possible. Morning humidity was on 83, and it will drop on 68% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 1%, and tomorrow is new moon. Following is an interview with Alan and Manikan on road development.
Good morning, Manikan.
Good morning, Andy.
We are in Oroville. And you are part of the road service. You are building a new road that is a radial road. It's the first radial road. Is it correct?
It should be the first radial, which is transition radial, which we need to do. That was Alan supposed to do this one. I'm part of helping. The maintenance team is part of helping him because mostly Alan is the new road builder, which is already arriving right now.
Okay. And today, Saturday, the school are closed. That's maybe the reason, because you are working close to transition school, future school, and you are going to close the road somehow for some time.
No, we are not yet closing. All the roads are open, and there will not be any blockage. It's all access will be there. We always give an alternation road here. Alternate things, and no traffic has been closed so far.
So the traffic will be regular as usual?
Yes, as regular they can keep on going, keep on moving, no problem. There will not be any blockage. So as Alan is here, you can see, and as you see, the people will be always working, and it is all access is given.
Okay, I'm here with Alan Grancola. Bonjour, Alan.
Bonjour.
So I was just talking regarding the construction of this road. It's a radial road.
Yes.
It's the first radial road that is going to be developed in Oroville. Since now has been developed mostly the Crown Road.
Not exactly. It is a second radial road. First was Vicas Radial,
yes,
which is a beautiful one, 6 meters wide, which goes up to Arati. And we have done also some second radial road, which is from Visitor Center going to Barativas, and which will go up to Crown Road. And we have done also some service road along Savitri Bavan or along Kindergarten. So there are some different roads with different purposes.
Many roads are coming, and most of us, we are happy because the city is developing. What are the next steps for the road service? What is going to be built in the next phase?
Alors, we are concentrating now on the Mangalam Road. Mangalam is an industrial project, and TDC is trying to develop the industrial zone, and that is why the next road is now coming within 1 month. It will be what we always call It will go through Pony Farm Radial. It is called Mangalam Road because Mangalam is the name of a project of Earth Institute. This is what we are going to open into the city.
Okay, so the radial,
Mangalam will be the third radial, yes, out of 12.
Okay, this is in the industrial zone.
Absolutely.
Here we are in the cultural zone. Now we are practically, you are creating schools, a road for accessing the schools.
Let us say this road is along the park.
Which park? Mahakali Park?
Exactly. Along Mahakali Park, and on one side Mahakali Park, on the other side is a road, yes. Is a school.
Okay, so to be practical, how long it will take to finish this job, to create, finish the work here?
You mean this transition radial?
Yes, this transition radial.
We are Saturday, we plan to finish Monday within 10 days.
Okay.
Yes, because here we are doing something very interesting. Instead of having 7 layers to reach the paved road, we are doing only 2 layers. Some broken bricks, rubbles, and 1 layer of blue metal, and then to cover with gravel. So this road costs 7 times less than the final road, and like that we can do 7 times more road. So there are 2 options, either to do a Paccar, a very good road, which is 7 layers with pavers, or to do these roads, which are pretty good also, but not as good as the pavers.
Okay, practically it will be like the radial road, left side going to the solar kitchen that he has not paved, more or less, as a final.
You mean the crown road? You
yes,
mean?
Yes. Yeah. No. This stretch, it will not be paved. We'll have
this stretch.
Yes.
For the time being, it is not planned to be paved. It is planned to be paved in 2017.
Okay.
After 4 years, this is the planning.
Okay, but the effect of making it with this blue metal and compressed earth will have better result when we have rain. Will be less puddle. So
better reason that
It will be more. It will have a good effect in the fact that people will transit on it. Will have less water and
absolutely. It will be a very good road. No water because the water is going through the blue metal. It will look like an earth road. Some people will feel that they are on the earth itself without knowing that there is some strong blue metal below. I believe it will be a very pleasant road.
Okay, maybe it will be that in that way also for a long time if you see that is strong and is not needed to be paved.
Absolutely. We may decide after 4 years that it is better to spend money in creating new road and to continue driving on that road.
Thank you very much, Alain Grancola. Thank you very much, Malikam.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for your job.
Thank you. We try our best.
On 11th of December at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are invited to an Oroville Networking Night, event for networking people, projects, skills and ideas worth sharing. The Oroville Networking Night is designed to build and extend quality community connections, to inspire, to educate and to make a difference. A dynamic program will be facilitated in an environment that is uplifting, fun and inspirational. And who is it for? The international community of Orovillians, guests and visitors, global educators, social entrepreneurs, thought leaders, innovators, change agents, networkers, filmmakers, artists, fair traders, sustainable leaders, social justice groups, indie bookshops and cafes, yoga lovers, dharma teachers, solution journalists, filmmakers, cultural creatives, social engineers, organic eco-business, philanthropists, scientists, holistic practitioners, corporate catalysts, trainers, indigenous elders, green and switch on media, visionary authors, mediators, to name a few. This event also is a fundraiser for those affected by the recent typhoon in the Philippines. All proceeds go to trusted support organizations like Food for Life. An event is facilitated by Sandy Spires, the founder of the Holistic Business Network. On 5th of December, there would be a ceremony to laying of the foundation stone for the new Oroville Firewall facility. The designated location is southwest on the new upcoming Oroville Institute of Integral Health on the edge of Mahalakshmi Park. Everyone is invited to participate from wherever they may be on that morning. On Saturday, 7th of December, at Unity Pavilion in International Zone between 9 a.m. to noon, all teachers and facilitators in the field of education are invited to meet and aspire and connect collectively to the dream. On 5th Thursday and 6th Friday of December, Grace invites us to a column drawing workshop at the SIR with a pedagogical approach to the world of column drawings. And 8 participants will learn to create, understand its technical, metaphorical and spiritual context. Minimum participants are 5 and maximum 8. For more information and registration, we should call Grace on 98414125 50. On 7 and 8 of December, at Kripa in Kalabumi, we can participate at Modern Jazz Dance Workshop offered to the community by Margarita, a volunteer from Italy. And now, following the announcement on electrical service connection loads, Tangedo, penalties. Because each electrical service connection of Tamil Nadu Generation and Distribution Corporation has been given with approved maximum load, also known as the sanctioned load. The total connected load of each service connection must be equal to, or less than that. The sanctioned load and Tangedo car charges hefty penalties if sanctioned loads are exceeded. For example, a consumer who has a service connection with a sanctioned load of 2 kW will be penalized if it's found that the actual connected load is more than 2 kW, for example 3 kW. With the introduction of electronic energy meters, Tangedo can monitor the maximum connected load of a service connection without having to physically inspect the building. This has already resulted in several substantial penalty cases in Oroville. To avoid these penalties, do not connect new loads and do not enhance existing loads without first contacting us so that we can apply to Tangedo for the load enhancement. Only after the new load has been approved by Tangedo and the service connection rewiring and meters have been strengthened or replaced can the additional load be connected and energized. Getting load enhancement approved will take time if strengthening the LT distribution lines or the distribution transfer is involved. Therefore, plan in advance and contact the Oroville Electric Service as soon you know the proposed load enhancement. And to know what is your existing sanction load, is you may contact Oroville Electric Service on phone 262-2264 or 262-2132. Today at Savitri Bhavan at 6:30 PM, they will screen the mother on Sri Aurobindo. And the mother said about Sri Aurobindo work that represents in the history of the earth spiritual progress and is not teaching, not even a revelation. It's a mighty action straight from the Supreme. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, this week they will follow the new series of Music is the Best. The films featured in this series are part of ongoing AVGOGO MAC project that has brought to Oroville history of rock and roll class in the future school, the happenings music at the youth center, and much more are yet to come. So today at 8 PM we can see biography history drama Cadillac Records, made in USA in 2008 by director Darnell Martin. Tomorrow they will screen comedy musical Cry Baby, made in USA in 1990 by director John Waters. And on Wednesday we can see drama music Quadrophenia, made in UK in 1979 by director Frank Rodham. Yesterday we stepped into the month of the peace and the mother wrote about it. Nowhere you will be able to find peace unless you have peace in your heart. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oroville.org.